Although the U.S. economy grew in the third quarter, nearly 16 million Americans are still having trouble finding jobs. Despite diminishing job losses, Keith Hall at the Bureau of Labor Statistics says U.S. unemployment is now at its highest level since 1983.
Since the recession began, we've lost 7.3 million jobs, and that is about 5.3% of the payroll jobs in the country. And this has been a 22-month recession, so what you have is the longest recession and maybe the second biggest percentage decline in payroll jobs of any recession.
Underscoring the economic difficulties, the number of Americans out of work 6 months or longer rose to 5.6 million, a new record. To address the impact of long-term unemployment, President Obama signed a bill Friday to extend jobless benefits by an additional 14 weeks.
Good morning. The need for such a measure was made clear by the jobs report that we received this morning. Although we lost fewer jobs than we did last month, our unemployment rate climbed to over 10%, a sobering number that underscores the economic challenges that lie ahead.
Meanwhile, the blame game continues on Capitol Hill. Republican Congressman Kevin Brady pointed fingers at the White House.
This administration has lost all credibility about stimulus claims. In the numbers today, 10.2% and growing in unemployment underscores that.
But most economists say the stimulus has averted a steeper decline. Democratic Congresswoman Amy Klobuchar urged lawmakers to look for solutions.
The issue is not pointing blame at either the Republicans or the Democrats or the president. The issue for me is going forward.
Ultimately, economists say the solution lies with consumers who have held back on spending because many are afraid of losing their jobs. The Labor Department report dampened some of the optimism on Wall Street. Investors worry double-digit unemployment could have a negative impact on retailers who are counting on a big holiday season to boost profits. Millar Sega, VOA News.